On this Saturday morning, where it's the 23rd of December and 41 degrees, heading for a high, Jack Farrell of almost 50 today.
Just balmy. Balmy. It'd be nice to have a little snow, but I'm not complaining at all.
No, it's much better, especially folks have to drive a little bit here and there.
Amen.
Sure. What are we going to talk about today, Jack?
Today I thought, Denny, we'd do a potpourri kind of last-minute wind-up of gifts and ideas for entertaining over the holidays, of food to go with, etc. So we're going to start our potpourri with, I get lots and lots of requests for what is my favorite wine. Well, it happens to be whatever is in my glass at the moment. However, this year I did pick one wine that I thought was exceptional that I found this year. It's not an inexpensive wine. It's a Burgundy from Chambolle-Musigny. That's a little town where it's from. It's made by our friends Boisset, and it's from the 2018 vintage. So it's presently 5 years old, just about getting ready to be drunk. A beautiful Pinot Noir, kind of expensive. Again, it's Chambolle-Musigny, Chambolle-Musigny. Beautiful Pinot Noir. Kind of expensive. Again, it's Chambolle-Musigny, Chambolle-Musigny, from the Boisset people. Absolutely wonderful. Kind of pricey. It's about $100 a bottle. But if I had all the money in the world to spend on wine, I would buy that wine for a special occasion. It really is a very, very good wine. And believe, if you can imagine, it's worth every penny of it. The other thing, of course, is very popular, and I was asked to go over it again, was my case for Christmas. I picked 12 bottles of wine and write a little blurb about each of them, what foods they go with, etc. And they're a nice cross-section of a dozen wines from all sorts of different areas from around the world. I started with Salt from the Pacific Northwest. They're Sauvignon Blanc. It's got citrusy aroma, kind of a, almost a grapefruity taste with lemongrass on the nose. On the finish, it tastes like green apples. It's really just a wonderful Sauvignon Blanc. And my pick this year, actually, for the best new Sauvignon Blanc I encountered is Salt. An awful name for a wine, but an awfully good wine nonetheless. The other wine, number two in the case of 12, is Chateau Millange. You've heard me talk about this before. This is from our good friend who started that company, K Jewelers. Every kiss begins with K. And when he retired, his wife wanted a vineyard in Bordeaux. They found this wonderful old convent, thus the name Millange, a Thousand Angels. And they remodeled the convent, and they are making wonderful white and red and rosé wines, all at their property in Bordeaux. The Bordeaux that I've chosen for this is a blend of Cabernet and Merlot, and it's a very soft, approachable Bordeaux that's very drinkable at the moment. The other local Pinot Noir from California is one called Provenira. It's sort of got an Italian influence in the nose, cherries and raspberries with a hint of earth. It's a medium-bodied wine. It has a soft, elegant finish. Really my go-to Pinot Noir for every day, very modestly priced, Provenira. That's wine number three. Number four is Laforge Viognier. Viognier is a blending grape from the Rhone Valley. It very seldom is on its own as a varietal. And this is the best one on its own as a varietal I have ever found. Laforge Viognier. Then I have another Cabernet from California, Fog Mountain. It's a really easy to drink, likable Cabernet with aromas of black currant, kind of mingled with herbs of Provence. Wonderful sip. Just a great, great wine that you'll absolutely love. Fog Mountain Cabernet. The next one is a Chardonnay from Bourgogne, Charles Viognier. It's a white wine with nice, crisp nose, crisp flavor. The nose of kind of apples and lemon with a hint of vanilla. It's a great pairing for chicken or any creamy pasta dish. Shrimp, scampi would be wonderful with this Charles Viognier Bourgogne Chardonnay. Then I picked another Burgundy, Sauvignon Le Bon from Viamont. This is a terrific wine. It's a BOGO presently. It's also included in this case. It's 100% Pinot Noir, and in my opinion, epitomizes what a good, well-priced Pinot Noir can be from Burgundy. Sauvignon Le Bon from Viamont. Wonderful wine. Then we went off to Italy to pick a Chianti, Veroni. And Veroni is kind of a new discovery of ours in the last 5 years. Even though the winery goes back to the Middle Ages, it's new for us. And I think it's delicious. This is a food lover's dream. This Chianti goes with almost anything, from lasagna to steak off the grill. A delicious wine. Again, part of this case of 12. Of course, no case would be complete without picking wine from South America. And in my opinion, a Gary Bay Malbec is the wine I've chosen. It's a wonderful example of Malbec. Malbec is used as a blending grape in France mainly, but in Argentina it found its home. This is taken care of by the Rothschild family of Bordeaux fame, and so they bring to it not only a lot of money, they bring to it a lot of skill. And this Gary Bay Malbec is just wonderful. If you had all the money in the world and you wanted a wine to go with barbecue, you'd look no further than this Gary Bay Malbec. It really is delicious. Try it with ribs or brisket. Then as we move on, let's not overlook the wonderful wines of the Côte de Rhône. And this is Le Marier, a wonderful little Côte de Rhône that's smooth as silk. It's a blend of Grenache, Syrah, Carignan, and it's grown on a stony hillside. It has deep, deep color and a wonderful finish. Try it with beef brisket. You won't be disappointed. Then unusual grape types, a new one this year. It's not a new one. It's been around forever. But new one for me. I've never been a fan of Vermentino. It's a white wine from Italy. However, this wine opened my eyes. Veroni Bianco Vermentino, just a mineral, wonderful, great aperitif, would be just delightful with light seafood, a wonderful wine. And then last but not least, a sparkling wine from our friends at Boyo. This is a Cremant de Bourgogne, and it's a rosé, so it's wonderful for the holidays, a pink sparkling wine to toast in the new year. Or let's not forget, champagne makes a wonderful wine with food. I mean, it's very food-friendly. And you can have that with a dinner, and champagne, you know, goes with almost anything. If you want to really try a good experiment, take just a plain potato chip and take a sip of champagne. The marriage is made in heaven, that little saltiness of the potato chip combined with that brisk acidity of a good brut champagne is just terrific. And while that 12th wine, that Boyo Brut, is not champagne, it's probably the closest you can get to a French sparkling wine that is not champagne. It's very, very close. And, of course, sparkling wines, Cremants from Burgundy, are usually a lot less costly than a good French champagne. However, let's not overlook that holidays come but once a year, and maybe that's the time of year to actually go out and splurge for yourself and have a bottle of good French champagne. You know, we at Haskell's have over 200 different kinds of sparkling wine, so there's something sure to please everybody in our sparkling wine collection. But there you have it, 12 wines. The Jack Farrell selection makes a great gift, and it gives all year round because they have 12 different opportunities to enjoy your bounty that you shared with them by giving them a case. If you want to do something a little smaller, Ted Farrell has his 6 for 60 that will run through the end of the year, and he's chosen 6 wines that are also terrific, and they're only $60. So it works out to $10 a bottle, and the wine is absolutely terrific. He started with Casafarelli Chianti. Casafarelli is a label of ours from Italy. We partners with Stefano Giorelli and Farrell, so that's the name Casafarelli. And the Chianti is just a perfect red wine to go with almost anything. Easy to like. It would go with anything from lasagna or Mastacholi to a burger on the grill, even to something as noble as a steak on the grill. Casafarelli County is really good. Ted's picked a Cote de Rhone called Chateau Rastillon. It's a wonderful light little Cote de Rhone. Good, it's a go-to wine. Believe me, if you're looking for a wine to have every day that won't break the bank and will please the palate and the pocketbook, look no further than Rastillon's Cote de Rhone. Then he got Cavatina Rosé Moscato. It's sweet. Yeah, that's right. It's sweet. But I'll tell you, you try that with just a simple thing like a chocolate chip cookie, and boy, oh boy, you just know God's in heaven and all's right with the world. That Cavatina Rosé, it's a Prosecco, but a Moscato. So it's a sparkling rosé, delicious little wine, but again on the sweet side. Then Ted's wife's favorite Chardonnay, Bear's Lair, great California Chardonnay in the 6 for 60, just delicious. Vieux Chateau de Termes from Bordeaux, a good everyday go-to Bordeaux. This one happens to be a blend of Merlot and Cabernet. Wonderful combination, would be absolutely terrific with a steak on the grill. And lastly, he's got an Armato in Provence, a Provence rosé. Rosés are famous the world over. And believe me, they aren't just for ladies. Provence makes a wonderful wine to have as an aperitif year-round, not just in the summertime. It's a lovely wine to have while you're sipping and getting ready for your meal. And this Motto in Provence is an old favorite of ours. Combining all of those, the Chianti, the Cote de Rhone, the Cavatina Prosecco Moscato, Bears Lair Chardonnay, Chateau Villefermé from Bordeaux, and Motto in Provence from Rosé, and you have Ted 6 for 60, a great, great value, and a nice gift, again, that reflects good taste on your part, and also good taste on the part of the recipient. And those make great gifts, and you have till 10 o'clock tonight. And all the, in fact, while I'm mentioning that, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve is more important. I'll touch on it next week. But all the liquor stores must close at 6 o'clock. And that usually you expect the stores to be open till 10 on New Year's Eve. Well, this year they won't be the same thing on Christmas Eve. They have to be closed by 6 o'clock. Then this weekend for tasting at the Haskell stores, we're tasting Bordeaux. Bordeaux is such an overlooked area, in my opinion, particularly the white Bordeaux's. And they represent incredible values. So we decided that this last weekend before Christmas, we're going to taste wines from Bordeaux. A couple of reds, a couple of whites. Come on in and try them. You won't be disappointed in that at all. And, you know, while we're talking about this, the wine makes a wonderful gift. And you can do it in so many ways. You make up a basket of wines. You can give them a basket of your favorite wine from different areas of the world, whether they come from Chile or California or France or whatever. I think you get the idea. You can put stuff together so nicely for a wine gift for your favorite person. And if you don't want to do it, you can just take one of ours that is already pre-wrapped, etc. I always think a nice gift is a combination, say a bottle of good port with a chunk of Stilton cheese and a little box of walnuts. Maybe a 10-year-old tawny port with that would be a wonderful gift. And I guarantee you, once the person's tried that port with a little bit of Stilton cheese and a walnut, they are going to be hooked on it for good. In winter, even though our weather isn't bitterly cold, there's nothing like sitting in front of the fire and having a sip of port wine after a wonderful meal. But I think you get the idea. The gift baskets and all that just are terrific at Haskell's. We know how to celebrate the holidays, and we hope you do too. And like I say, don't overlook having sparkling wine. Next week we'll talk about sparkling wine. But we have, at this moment, over 200 different sparkling wines at Haskell's for you to choose from. So there's something for every pocketbook, every taste, and every palate.
Great ideas, holiday gift ideas. I love the 6 for 60 and the case. Some great gift ideas. Jack, we have a lot of places, a lot of Haskell locations for folks to check out.
Indeed. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine because we have our annual winter sale going on right now. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington. There's one in Excelsior. In Faribault, we're right off at 35. Our Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. 22,000 square feet of wine from all over the world. Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. If you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, Haskell's does deliver. And I'd like to take this opportunity to wish all of our WCCO listeners a very healthy and happy New Year and a wonderful and blessed Christmas.
And to you, Jack, and all the good folks at Haskell's as well. We'll talk to you 1 week from today.
Denny, you know I'm going to look forward to that.
Merry Christmas, Jack Farrow from Haskell's. On this Saturday morning, where it's the 23rd of December and 41 degrees, heading for a high, Jack Farrell of almost 50 today.
Just balmy. Balmy. It'd be nice to have a little snow, but I'm not complaining at all.
No, it's much better, especially folks have to drive a little bit here and there.
Amen.
Sure. What are we going to talk about today, Jack?
Today I thought, Denny, we'd do a potpourri kind of last-minute wind-up of gifts and ideas for entertaining over the holidays, of food to go with, etc. So we're going to start our potpourri with, I get lots and lots of requests for what is my favorite wine. Well, it happens to be whatever is in my glass at the moment. However, this year I did pick one wine that I thought was exceptional that I found this year. It's not an inexpensive wine. It's a Burgundy from Chambolle-Musigny. That's a little town where it's from. It's made by our friends Boisse, and it's from the 2018 vintage. So it's presently 5 years old, just about getting ready to be drunk. A beautiful Pinot Noir, kind of expensive. Again, it's Chambolle-Musigny, Chambolle-Musigny, beautiful Pinot Noir. Kind of expensive. Again, it's Chambolle-Musigny, Chambolle-Musigny, from the Boisse people. Absolutely wonderful. Kind of pricey. It's about $100 a bottle. But if I had all the money in the world to spend on wine, I would buy that wine for a special occasion. It really is a very, very good wine. And believe, if you can imagine, it's worth every penny of it. The other thing, of course, is very popular, and I was asked to go over it again, was my case for Christmas. I picked 12 bottles of wine and write a little blurb about each of them, what foods they go with, etc. And they're a nice cross-section of a dozen wines from all sorts of different areas from around the world. I started with Salt from the Pacific Northwest. Their Sauvignon Blanc. It's got citrusy aroma, kind of almost a grapefruity taste with lemongrass on the nose. On the finish, it tastes like green apples. It's really just a wonderful Sauvignon Blanc. And my pick this year, actually, for the best new Sauvignon Blanc I encountered is Salt. An awful name for a wine, but an awfully good wine nonetheless. The other wine, number two in the case of 12, is Chateau Millange. You've heard me talk about this before. This is from our good friend who started that company, K Jewelers. Every kiss begins with K. And when he retired, his wife wanted a vineyard in Bordeaux. They found this wonderful old convent, thus the name Millange, a Thousand Angels. And they remodeled the convent, and they are making wonderful white and red and rosé wines, all at their property in Bordeaux. The Bordeaux that I've chosen for this is a blend of Cabernet and Merlot, and it's a very soft, approachable Bordeaux that's very drinkable at the moment. The other local Pinot Noir from California is one called Provenira. It's sort of got an Italian influence in the nose, cherries and raspberries with a hint of earth. It's a medium-bodied wine. It has a soft, elegant finish, really my go-to Pinot Noir for every day, very modestly priced, Provenera. That's wine number three. Number four is Laforge Viognier. Viognier is a blending grape from the Rhone Valley. It very seldom is on its own as a varietal. And this is the best one on its own as a varietal I have ever found. Laforge Viognier. Then I have another Cabernet from California, Fog Mountain. It's a really easy to drink, likable Cabernet with aromas of black currant, kind of mingled with herbs of Provence. Wonderful sip. Just a great, great wine that you'll absolutely love. Fog Mountain Cabernet. The next wine is a Chardonnay from Bourgogne, Charles Viognier. It's a white wine with nice, crisp nose, crisp flavor. The nose of kind of apples and lemon with a hint of vanilla. It's a great pairing for chicken or any creamy pasta dish. Shrimp, scampi would be wonderful with this Charles Viognier Bourgogne Chardonnay. Then I picked another Burgundy, Sauvigny Le Bon from Viamont. This is a terrific wine. It's a BOGO presently. It's also included in this case. It's 100% Pinot Noir, and in my opinion, epitomizes what a good, well-priced Pinot Noir can be from Burgundy. Sauvigny Le Bon from Viamont. Wonderful wine. Then we went off to Italy to pick a Chianti, Veroni. And Veroni is kind of a new discovery of ours in the last 5 years. Even though the winery goes back to the Middle Ages, it's new for us. And I think it's delicious. This is a food lover's dream. This Chianti goes with almost anything, from lasagna to steak off the grill. A delicious wine. Again, part of this case of 12. Of course, no case would be complete without picking a wine from South America. And in my opinion, a Gary Bay Malbec is the wine I've chosen. It's a wonderful example of Malbec. Malbec is used as a blending grape in France mainly, but in Argentina it found its home. This is taken care of by the Rothschild family of Bordeaux fame, and so they bring to it not only a lot of money, they bring you a lot of skill, and this Gary Bay Malbec is just wonderful. If you had all the money in the world and you wanted a wine to go with barbecue, you'd look no further than this Gary Bay Malbec. It really is delicious. Try it with ribs or brisket. Then as we move on, let's not overlook the wonderful wines of the Côte du Rhône. And this is Le Mérier, a wonderful little Côte du Rhône that's smooth as silk. It's a blend of Grenache, Syrah, Carignan, and it's grown on a stony hillside. It has deep, deep color and a wonderful finish. Try it with beef brisket. You won't be disappointed. Then the unusual grape types, a new one this year. It's not a new one. It's been around forever. But a new one for me. I've never been a fan of Vermentino. It's a white wine from Italy. However, this wine opened my eyes. Veroni Bianco Vermentino, just a mineral, wonderful, great aperitif, would be just delightful with light seafood, a wonderful wine. And then last but not least, a sparkling wine from our friends at Boyo. This is a Cremant de Bourgogne, and it's a rosé, so it's wonderful for the holidays, a pink sparkling wine to toast in the new year. Or just let's not forget, champagne makes a wonderful wine with food. I mean, it's very food-friendly. And you can have that with a dinner, and champagne, you know, goes with almost anything. If you want to really try a good experiment, take just a plain potato chip and take a sip of champagne. The marriage is made in heaven, that little saltiness of the potato chip combined with that brisk acidity of a good brut champagne is just terrific. And while that 12th wine, that Boyau Brut, is not champagne, it's probably the closest you can get to a French sparkling wine that is not champagne. It's very, very close. And of course, sparkling wines, Cremants from Burgundy, are usually a lot less costly than a good French champagne. However, let's not overlook that holidays come but once a year, and maybe that's the time of year to to actually go out and splurge for yourself and have a bottle of good French champagne. You know, we at Haskell's have over 200 different kinds of sparkling wine, so there's something sure to please everybody in our sparkling wine collection. But there you have it, 12 wines, the Jack Farrell selection. It makes a great gift, and it gives all year round because they have 12 different opportunities to enjoy your bounty that you shared with them by giving them a case. If you want to do something a little smaller, Ted Farrell has his 6 for 60 that will run through the end of the year, and he's chosen 6 wines that are also terrific, and they're only $60, so it works out to 10 bucks a bottle, and the wine is absolutely terrific. He started with Casa Ferrelli Chianti. Casa Ferrelli is a label of ours from Italy. We were partners with Stefano Giorelli and Farrell, so that's the name Casa Ferrelli. And the Chianti is just a perfect red wine to go with almost anything. Easy to like. It would go with anything from lasagna or mostaccioli to a burger on the grill, even to something as noble as a steak on the grill. That Casa Ferrelli Chianti is really good. Ted's picked a Cote du Rhone called Chateau Rastillon. It's a wonderful light little Cote du Rhone. Good, it's a go-to wine. Believe me, if you're looking for a wine to have every day that won't break the bank and will please the palate and the pocketbook, look no further than Rastillon's Cote du Rhone. Then he got Cavatina Rosé Moscato. It's sweet. Yeah, that's right. It's sweet, but I'll tell you, you try that with just a simple thing like a chocolate chip cookie, and boy, oh boy, you just know God's in heaven and all's right with the world. That Cavatina Rosé, it's a Prosecco, but a Moscato, so it's a sparkling rosé, delicious little wine, but again, on the sweet side. Then, Ted's wife's favorite, Chardonnay Bear's Lair, great California Chardonnay in the 6 for 60, just delicious. Vieux Chateau de Termes from Bordeaux, a good everyday go-to Bordeaux. This one happens to be a blend of Merlot and Cabernet. Wonderful combination, would be absolutely terrific with a steak on the grill. And lastly, he's got an Armato in Provence, a Provence Rosé. Rosés are famous the world over. And believe me, they aren't just for ladies. Provence makes a wonderful wine to have as an aperitif year-round, not just in the summertime. It's a lovely wine to have while you're sipping and getting ready for your meal. And this Motto in Provence is an old favorite of ours. Combining all of those, the Chianti, the Cote du Rhone, the Cavatina Prosecco Moscato, Bears Lair Chardonnay, Chateau Villefermé from Bordeaux, and Motto in Provence from Rosé, and you have Ted 6 for 60, a great, great value, and a nice gift, again, that reflects good taste on your part, and also good taste on the part of the recipient. And those make great gifts, and you have till 10 o'clock tonight, and all the, in fact, while I'm mentioning that, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve is more important. I'll touch on it next week. But all the liquor stores must close at 6 o'clock. And that usually expect the stores to be open until 10 on New Year's Eve. Well, this year they won't be the same thing on Christmas Eve. They have to be closed by 6 o'clock. Then this weekend for tasting at the Haskell stores, we're tasting Bordeaux. Bordeaux is such an overlooked area, in my opinion, particularly the white Bordeaux's. And they represent incredible values. So we decided that this last weekend before Christmas, we're going to taste wines from Bordeaux. A couple of reds, a couple of whites. Come on in and try them. You won't be disappointed in that at all. And, you know, while we're talking about this, the wine makes a wonderful gift. And you can do it in so many ways. You can make up a basket of wines. You can give them a basket of your favorite wine from different areas of the world, whether they come from Chile or California or France or whatever. I think you get the idea. You can put stuff together so nicely wine gift for your favorite person. And if you don't want to do it, you can just take one of ours that is already pre-wrapped, etc. I always think a nice gift is a combination, say a bottle of good port with a chunk of Stilton cheese and a little box of walnuts. Maybe a 10-year-old tawny port with that would be a wonderful gift. And I guarantee you, once the person's tried that port with a little bit of Stilton cheese and a walnut, they are going to be hooked on it for good. In winter, even though our weather isn't bitterly cold, there's nothing like sitting in front of the fire and having a sip of port wine after a wonderful meal. But I think you get the idea. The gift baskets and all that just are terrific at Haskell's. We know how to celebrate the holidays, and we hope you do too. And like I say, don't overlook having sparkling wine. Next week we'll talk about sparkling wine. But we have, at this moment, over 200 different sparkling wines at Haskell's for you to choose from. So there's something for every pocketbook, every taste, and every palate.
It's great ideas, holiday gift ideas. I love the 6 for 60 and the case. Some great gift ideas. Jack, we have a lot of places, a lot of Haskell locations for folks to check out.
Indeed. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine because we have our annual winter sale going on right now. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington. There's one in Excelsior. In Faribault, we're right off at 35. Our Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. 22,000 square feet of wine from all over the world. Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. If you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, Haskell's does deliver. And I'd like to take this opportunity to wish all of our WCCO listeners a very healthy and happy New Year and a wonderful and blessed Christmas.
And to you, Jack, and all the good folks at Haskell's as well. We'll talk to you 1 week from today.
Denny, you know I'm going to look forward to that.
Merry Christmas, Jack Farrow from Haskell's.